From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Concussions have gotten more attention over the last few years after a series of high-profile suicides of former professional athletes. Researchers are studying whether repeated head injuries put players at risk for long-term physical and mental disabilities. The NFL recently announced a $500,000 grant for three doctors at different universities to study a new device that could help better diagnose concussions. I recently spoke with one of them, Dr. Michael Hoffer, professor of otolaryngology, ear, nose, and throat, at his office at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine.
Dr. Hoffer, what are the sorts of tests that are done when diagnosing a concussion, whether it's on an athlete or a soldier?
When individuals have concussions or mild brain injury, they show several signs and symptoms. They have dizziness. They have hearing loss. They can have headaches. They can have memory issues, and they can have sleep issues. The easiest things to test are the dizziness and the hearing loss. So it turns out that dizziness is actually the most common. So it's the most common, and it's easy to test. But right now it requires coming to a major center like we have here at Miami and sitting in a $300,000 piece of equipment. So if that piece of equipment is available and the skill and expertise to run that are available, it can be diagnosed. But that's not always available. It's certainly not available on the field or on the battlefield.
The grant from the NFL is going to be shared between you and two other doctors, one at the University of Pittsburgh and the other at Boston University. You're going to be looking at the effectiveness of this device, and I believe it's called the iPortal. It's a special set of goggles, or at least that I understand, but how would you describe what this thing is and how does it work?
It's a dark pair of goggles, and basically you're seeing images on the goggles. If you ever see the goggles, the front of them doesn't, you know, is a screen. And they're displaying images on the goggles, and you're moving your eyes in response to the images. And it's those particular images and motions with respect to those images filmed in 3D that allow us to tell what the balance system is doing.
When might we see these on the sidelines? When might we see these out in the field with soldiers? When will we see these at schools?
Well, we've tested them in the lab now, and the next step is going to be to be doing some testing on the athletes at University of Miami. So you'll see them on the sideline, not sidelines, but in the locker room there first, probably in the next 6 months or so. In terms of large scale on the sidelines in the battlefield, probably about a year and a half away.
What do we know about the effects of head injuries on kids, especially kids maybe 8 to 10 to 12, or the really young kids? What do we know about the science there?
Well, we don't know as much as we should, because in kids, it does become, for the most part, hey, Johnny hit his head, he's fine. That can be an issue, especially if Johnny hit his head in sports or Jane hit her head in a soccer game. So we don't know as much as we should because it's usually been sort of marginalized and pushed to the side. We hope devices like ours and attention like the work that we and others are doing is going to shine a brighter light on youth head injuries so we can understand better about it. I'm fond of saying that my device is not needed for the NFL. They have 12 doctors on the sidelines. But your daughter's soccer game or your son's, you know, football game, Pop Warner game, or there's nobody there on the sidelines if they get hit.
Should parents be concerned about their kids playing things like soccer and football, especially little kids?
No, they shouldn't be concerned. We want kids to play, and we want to get them back on the field as much as possible. If their child has a head injury, they should have the head injury looked at, but they should not be concerned. Kids need to play sports.
I've been talking with Dr. Michael Hoffer, professor of otolaryngology, ear, nose, and throat at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. Dr. Hoffer, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for taking the time and for shining a light on this very important work that not only we but others are doing.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Luis Hernandez.